We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Sukkah Hameduvalelas. A Sukkah Hameduvalelas. We'll see what that means in the Gemara, what it means. Tupshatim. Or Veshitzilsim Ruva Mechamsa. Kshayra. Both these Sukkahs are Kshayra. A Sukkah Hameduvalelas and a Tzilsim Ruva Mechamsa. This type of Sukkah is kosher. Hameuva Kimim Ba'is. Put a lot of Schach and it's very thick like a house. Even though you can't see the stars, it's still kosher. And already the Yerushalmi speaks out, as Medayik from the Mishnah, that it's chatchil to see the stars. But even if you don't see the stars, then the halacha is kosher. But there is a din of chatchil to be able to see the stars. Zok the Gemara, my midvulalas. What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara doesn't have two pshatim. Either it comes from the word dal, being poor, or comes from the word of mevulbul, which means mixed up. So Amar Rav, sukkah aniya. It means a sukkah which is poor, which means what? The schach is not abundant. There's more tzilsa than chamsa, but it's just a very small amount, 51% of schach. So it's kosher. It's kosher, but it's called sukkah mevulbul. What's the chiddush that's kosher? The chiddush that's kosher, the Tva says, is that maybe you would think that if you have 51% schach, you can't sit in the sukkah. Why? Because it might lose that 1%, and then you're going to land up not sitting in a sukkah. Kamash Lon, you don't have to worry about it. That would be the chiddush for Rav. So Rav says it means a sukkah aniya. Mishmuel Omar, it took on a case where it's kana oila v'kana yerid. And the way Rashi learns is that because one picture, let's say bamboo sticks, one is higher and one's lower. One's higher, one's lower. So what happens is, you really have chamsa, meruba, and tzilsa in the sukkah. In the sukkah, it's very, very sunny because the schach are not next to each other. Altogether, it's tzilsa, meruba, chamsa. Since one goes up, one goes down, that's lashon mevulbul, then it's very sunny inside. And the chiddush is that's kosher because the maisa, since it's tzilsa, meruba, chamsa, it's kosher. And the Gemara explains that Fi Rav and Shmuel have different ways of learning the Mishnah. Rav Toni Chado, Fi Rav, when it says sukkah and ulalas, which is tzilsa, meruba, chamsa, it's one case. V'shmuel tani tarta. V'shmuel is two cases. Rav tani chada. Fi Rav is one case. It means sukkah midubuleles. What does that mean? My midubuleles midudeles. It means it's aniya. It's poor. What's poor? But why is it kosher? It's poor. Should still sabruv mechamsa k'shera. It's something that's poor, but it has a maisa more shade than sun. It's kosher. That's the read of Mishnah Fi Rav. It's one case. A sukkah that has very weak amount of schach, it's very poor, not so much schach, but at the end of the day, it's still some room in chamsa, so it's kosher. That's where Rav learns the Mishnah. V'shmuel, tali tarati, my midbuleles, midbulbeles, it's mixed up, which means one goes up and one goes down. And v'tarati, tali, sukkah midbuleles, k'shera, first of all, it's mevulbul, it's kosher, and number two, v'shetzilsa, merubim v'chamsa, k'shera, and if it's more tzel than chama, it's k'shera. And you have to say, l'chari, what does it mean, tzilsa, merubim v'chamsa? Tzilsa, merubim v'chamsa means a case of aniya. So he has Rav's case also. That if he's Shmuel, there's two chedushim in Mishnah. First chedush Mishnah is one up, one down is good. And second of all, if it's 51%, it's good also. That's the case of tzilsa, merubim v'chamsa, which means it's barely tzilsa, merubim v'chamsa, it's still kosher. So that's the halacha of Rav and Shmuel. And both of them are halacha ma'isa. Amar Abaye, lo yishonu ela she'im ben zeh lezeh shloisha tochim. Aval yesh ben zeh lezeh gimel tochim psula. Abaye comes with a chiddush. Says this halacha that according to Shmuel, you have one going up, one is higher, one's lower, one's higher, one's lower. That it's good, it's only if it's within three tochim of each other. And the way Rashi seems like he learns, it's like a din lavud. You have a din lavud, so then you can look at it, ki'ilu, it's one roof. One roof. And even though it's practically speaking, chamsa merubim v'tzilsa, lemaisa, since it's within three tefachim of each other, so you look at it as one big schach, and it's tzilsa merubim chamsa, more shade than chama. But if it's more than three tefachim in between them, then it's psula, because you can't combine the up and the down. Lo yishon ha'shem ben zeh lezeh shloisha tefachim, aviyesh ben zeh lezeh gimel tefachim, psula, it's possible. Tosfos learns slightly different, because Tosfos holds that it's not really chamsa merubim v'tzilsa. And Tosfos learns the Devar of three tefachim is that if there's no lavud, then it's not considered one roof at all. That's the Tosfos learns a little bit different, but it's the same idea. Lamaisi, you need a din lavud and not more than lavud in order to combine it according to Abaye. But Rava says no. Like that, according to Shmuel's pshat of combining the schach going up, the schach going down, it's even more than three tefachim. Because the new halacha mashusina called chabayit rami. It's not a new halacha mashusina. We'll speak out in a second. Amar Rava, what?
You were saying earlier, not today.
Yeah.
That
That's a Gemara on base over here. We mentioned it in Rashi, not a Gemara anywhere.
We don't
wait. That's something else. That you have to sit in the shade of the schach. That's the halacha.
Not in the shade of
the, not in shade of the sukkah. Not in the shade of the sukkah. Here you're sitting in the shade of the schach. Maybe practically speaking, not. But you're sitting in the shade of the schach. Whatever the shade is, you're sitting in the shade of the schach. It's not high. It's not too high. It's punked one's higher and lower, so it's not combinable. But
on the ground, there's more sunlight.
Yeah, that makes a difference, Maisa. Because you're saying ki'ilu, let's say it would be straight, you would have no thing. That's what you're looking at. Ki'ilu that. Because it didn't have lava, you look at a ki'ilu. And Rava is even more. Amar Rava, or Rava Amai, because he's arguing, afilu yesh bein zelat ha'shosh ha'tvachim, even this three tvachim between the sach that's going up or sach going down, it's more three tvachim apart. Nami loya maron. We only said it's, say it's a problem. El she'im begage tefach. When is it a problem if it's more than three tefachim away and it's not combined? You can't combine them. It's only when it's not wide a tefach. The schach. Aval yesh begage tefach. If the schach is a tefach wide, kashera. The amrinon, because we say chaboit rami. You look at it like it comes down. Rashi explains what does it mean chaboit rami. He says we know the idea called good achas. Good achas means if you have a mechitza. That's 10 tefachim, it's up in the ear, it comes down. So he says, by mechitza we call it gurachis, because there, it's the sharp part, the chuda, that comes down. By something that's flat, like this case, where it's a tefach wide, you call that chabait rami. And it's part of the halacha of Moshe Mishina, gurachis, that says, you look at it like it comes down. So when it's a tefach wide, it comes down, and it's called chabata, chabait rami, and it comes down, and now it's even to the other skach. And therefore, it's kosher. So Rav is saying this: even if it's more than three tefachim apart, if it's wide a tefach, it's a good schach. Why? Because the chabayit rami comes down even to the other schach.
How about when the chabayit rami, we're talking about
like
this, when the schach came out like this, one tefach,
come
down to.
What? By Devin Akuma? By
Devin
Akuma?
What
are
you
talking about?
No, a lot
ago. Yeah.
There's a case with the. It came out of Tavach, it was just a board.
Okay. It came out down in the front, yeah. So it wouldn't help if it came down. The problem was, it was four tefachim wide schach. Pasul schach is four tefachim wide. We said, even though three tefachim was in sukkah, one tefach out, that's no good, yeah. Okay. Zog to Gemara, I'm a Rava, I'm not a Minalah, how do I know my halacha? Of chabayit rami that you need a tefach. Chi is bei tefach amin chabayit rami. Chi less bei tefach loy amin chabayit rami. How do you know it's halacha that if it's tefach and chabayit rami, if not, there's no chabayit rami. How do you know when that this is the halacha? The only time you see chabayit rami only by tefach. How do you know this? That's not. We learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is regarding the tumas mace. The Mishnah in Maseches Ahalos that talks about tumas mace, oil hamace. We know that if a mace and a keli or a person is under the same oil, the halacha is to become tamei. So here you have a case like this. You have these beams or boards of the bayis. It doesn't have maziva. It means it doesn't have tar on top of it. It's not a full roof. It's behemoth. And the way it worked was is there was two floors. Like picture a house in the middle of a building, the house, and it only has beams, cross beams. And there's two levels of it. Two levels of cross beams. One level is the bottom floor, and one level is the top floor. And they're on top of each other. They're exactly on top of each other. The beams for the first floor ceiling and the second floor ceiling, the beams are on top of each other. And they're wider tefach. When something's wider tefach, it could bring tumah, has an oil out mace. See, if Kuris Abayis Valiya, She'ain Alei Maziva, Vehim Echavnois, they're one on top of each other. Tumah Tachas Achas Mehem, if it's Tumah under one of them, let's say on the ground floor, there's Tumah under one of those beams, so then Tachtea Tameh. Then everything there is Tameh. If it's Bein Tachtoina Leel Yoina, if there's a mace between the first floor and the second floor under a beam, Bineim Tameh. Al Gabriel Yoina, then between them is Tameh, but under it, and the first floor is not Tameh, because the mace is in between the two beams. Al Gabriel Yoina, if there's mace on top of the top beam, then Kenegdo Adorakia Tameh, any plane flying on top of it is Tameh. It means Tolorakia on top of it is Tameh, but under it is not Tameh, because it blocks it. Hoyu Hal Yoinis Kebena Tachtoinois, if the Al Yoinis are Kebena Tachtoinois, which means that the beams on top floor are not directly on top of the beams on the first floor. They're connected to the opening of the beams in the first floor. The first floor have a beam every 2 feet. There's a beam, then it's 2 feet empty. A beam, 2 feet empty, whatever, or a tefach empty. And on that, you fill this up with the upstairs beam, ki'ilu, on top. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, that means if it's tame under one beam, even on the first floor, everything is tame. Anything under any of the beams are tame. Why? Because you look at all the beams, that they're one big ceiling. The one big ceiling. Everything is tame there. And it says, "Tachkum tame al gabeim connect al rukia tame," and on top of it, connect. If the tome is on top, this is a pasta halacha. This is not speaking out really, but it's just part of the tame al gabeim connect al rukia tame. If it's tome on top of it, then it's tame al rukia. But what shall it against?
Ground floor in the middle.
There's beams both floors. There's beams on the first floor ceiling and the second floor ceiling. Now, are they exactly on top of each other or not? Not right, exactly not. So they're filling up the whole the openings. In the ceiling on the first floor, it's filled up by the top beam.
If
it's a mace in the middle floor, so then it's on top of the roof, won't be good.
What would be al-Rukia only?
What?
It should be al-Rukia that's on
it. It'll be al-Rukia, yes.
Nothing under it.
Right, nothing under it, yeah. But if it's under it, then it's all considered under one roof. So Tani Allah, and the Bryce explains on this, this whole halacha that you say it comes down, is only if it's a tefach wide. Ubenayim peseach tefach. And there's enough room to fit it in, it's opening a tefach. Avaim benayim peseach tefach, if it's between them, there's not peseach tefach, tuma tachas achas mehem tachtel tomei. Tuma, directly under one of those beams, under that's tomei. Benayim valagabayim, but between them and on top of them is tar, because you don't say chabayit rami. If it's not wider tefach, and the lashon of the brayse is also, and it's not between the two beams of bottom of tefach, it doesn't work. So it's a big machlokes rishonim. If the top one would be a tefach, but there wouldn't be enough room to fit in, would you say chavayit rami there and like fill it up the top? So it's mashma.
These are both tefachs.
No, it fits right in. Let's say the bottom, the opening is not a tefach, but the top is a tefach. So Rashi's mashma, it would be a problem of oil then. It's just a way of explaining to you that the top is not a tefach because the bottom is not a tefach. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi says, "Avaim b'neim peseach tefach nimtza she'im b'reicha v'al yoinois tefach." That's what he says. Balkaponim, it's a shal, there's a ran here. It's a shal that I learned. Machloikas was showing him on that case. Balkaponim, what do you see? Alma, what you do see, the mice clearly. I don't know if I finished reading. So I have ebenei peseach tefach, tum tachas on top of the tomei. Benei and valgabeim is tar. Between them and on top is tar. Alma, what do you see from here? Ki ispe tefach. If you have a tefach, amrinu chabayit rami. You say that it comes down. Vichiles be tefach. Loi amrinu chabayit rami. You don't say chabayit rami. Shema mina. So Rava says, I have a raya to my idea that if it's no tefach, you don't say chabayit rami. If it is a tefach, you say chabayit rami. And then he brings a raya clearly from the Mishnah in Allah's. Yosef Rav Kana v'kom lo shmeitzer. Kana says over Rava's halacha. Omli Rav Ashi le Rav Kana. L'chol heicha les be tefach lemri chavei rami. You tell me, anytime there's no tefach, you don't say chavei rami. I'm going to prove to you that you do say chavei rami even without a tefach. Now, what do you mean? We just brought a Mishnah in Allah's. We want from Rava. It's not Rava's fault. It's Mishnah in Allah's. Zokter ben Chananel on the page. That he says, don't bring a raya from Tumah. Because there, you only say Chabayit Rami by Tefach. Maybe it's not forgiven by Tumah. But all other places, I'll show you it's not true. I'll show you that other places are not like Tumah. When it comes to Mechitza, it's not like Tumah. What's the raya? But time to the Braisa. We know that a lechi, a mavi, an alleyway that has three walls, but it's open to Shirabim, needs a simen, a hecker on the front of it. Either a lechi or a kaira. And it says in the Braisa, kaira yitzv a kaisel zeh. You have a kaira jutting out of one wall, you know, picture a front of an alleyway, and to the right side is a kaira coming out, it doesn't reach the left side, it doesn't reach the other wall. And each direction a beam is coming out, it doesn't reach each other. So, if it's less than three, you have lavud, you don't need another kaira. If it's lavud, If it's less than three, it's a din lavud, so you don't have to bring another kaira. It's like it's attached. You have a full kaira. Shloisha, if it's a full three tvachim, tzarech lahavi kaira cheres. You bring another kaira because it doesn't work, because there is no, it's like two separate things. It's not a kara going across because it doesn't get close enough to be loved. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, he argues, he holds loved is not three tvachim, loved is four tvachim. That's what he holds all over Shas. Shimon ben Gamliel holds loved is four tvachim, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, if it's less than four tvachim, you don't need a new kaira. Four, you need another kaira. And we have to continue in this braisa to reach the kasha of a chabayit rami less than a tefach. We'll continue the next year.